Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm your host of this, the Maggie Dawn Show. If you're listening, do you maybe have a parent who's already struggling to pay for health insurance, perhaps their rent and to buy food? Call me. Tell me about it. 855-752-4842. Because if you're already struggling, and let's say you're receiving Medicare, your health insurance comes through Badger Care or Family Care, these cuts will impact you and your family. I want to hear about it because I think it's so important for us to sort of get past the abstract and to actually hear from the real people whose lives this is going to impact. 855-752-4842. What are you most worried about in your circle of friends, colleagues, and family about the big, brutal bill whose impacts apparently Wisconsin Republicans aren't worried about at all as they're discussing and debating our biennial budget, which also is going to make things worse for regular people here in Wisconsin with draconian cuts to childcare and public education and our university system. So what are you most concerned about? Is there someone in your life that you know that you think may not be able to make ends meet, that may have to choose between getting their prescriptions filled and grocery shopping? 855-752-4842. And I wanted to share a little bit about my family. When I was growing up, my grandma was the recipient of some food support from Meals on Wheels. She was on Medicaid. She received Medicare as well. She had some rental supports. I can't imagine her being able to maintain her independence for as long as she did without those things. And it was incredibly important to her to stay in her own apartment, to maintain her independence for as long as her body and her mind would permit her to do. Now, it took my folks basically like full-time job type hours to help her access all those things and keep up with all the paperwork requirements. I can't imagine how much worse it's about to get. What we're doing is creating, through the big brutal bill, paperwork barriers for people to access benefits that they need, that they are entitled to, and that, yes, they deserve. It shouldn't be the case that a parent spends their life raising kids, maybe taking care of neighbors, or working minimum wage or slightly over minimum wage jobs for their entire life, and now they live hand to mouth, and after the big brutal bill, won't be able to afford health insurance anymore. That's not right. Or even if they can afford it, navigate the systems which are already complex enough and which promise to get even more complicated. And the point there isn't to ensure that people deserve the benefit or that they're actually eligible. The point is to push people off of Medicaid. That's how they have to make the math work in order to give Jeff Bezos, George Soros, and Elon Musk and Donald Trump tax cuts. I rarely agree with Josh Hawley, but he called the big brutal bill immoral. Where is Josh Hawley now? I'd certainly like to know. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Ellen from Cedarburg, good afternoon. Please, what do you have to share with us?
Hi. Hi. Both my daughter and I would be severely impacted by a loss of Medicaid. I would lose coverage of all my, unfortunately, I take a lot of medications, and that would be, I can't even imagine where I would end up. And my daughter also, she has several autoimmune conditions, and this is the Medicaid is the only way she can get those attended to. So that's our story.
Yeah, thanks so much for sharing, Ellen. I really appreciate it. I hope you're out there telling folks that these are challenges for you, if that's comfortable for you, because I think it matters that we start talking to our friends and neighbors and share these parts of our lives that, hey, we all on occasion need help. And the folks that haven't ever needed help in their lives, well, count your blessings, because there's very few of you. Ollie from the Northwoods, how are you doing this afternoon? Good to hear from you. What do you want to say?
Well, I would like to say that I think this is terrible what they're doing to the American people and lying to everyone about it when they know what they're doing. And I have know people who our family has benefited different times because of different crises. I have gotten Medicaid and food stamps and things over the years. And I know of one lady who is 75 years old, and she's raising two and sometimes three of her great-grandchildren because of an accident that her grandson had. And he is in a group home. And if Medicare is cut or Medicaid is cut, they will all be in a world of hurt. He will lose his placing in that group home. He's not able to be at home with them. And how will she raise those three kids? She's 75 years old. She has health issues of her own. And she works a part-time job. She's called me crying before, needing help with keeping up with electric bills and things. And yeah. I can't imagine how she will manage now. Mm.
Thanks so much, Ollie in the Northwoods, for sharing. Do you have a story that you wish to share, a time in your life, or perhaps now when you need some help, when Badger Care is a literal lifeline for you or your family or those that you know and love? Mary from Wauwatosa, thanks for calling. What do you have to share this afternoon?
Hi, Maggie. For decades, I've been on the path as caregiver of a family member with a psychiatric disorder, and I don't hear discussion about the very, very many people diagnosed with, you know, significant psychiatric illnesses, and they're oftentimes, many times, they're unable to work. They're totally dependent on government benefits, and so these people are really, really at risk, you know, for losing their homes, and you know, if group homes are affected, medical benefits withdrawn, it's really, really worrisome for this community of people, both the people diagnosed and the family members.
I couldn't agree with you more, Mary, having worked with Milwaukee County for a bit over 7 years as their corporation counsel. We saw firsthand that the systems in our communities don't work well for people that have serious mental health issues. And Mary, you bring me to another point that I think is really saddening and frustrating for me. I was thinking, you know, who benefits from the big brutal bill? Who benefits from the MAGA Republicans' state biennial budget gutting public school education, gutting higher education, gutting childcare? Who stands to benefit? Well, it's obviously the billionaires. It's obviously the mega corporations, but it's also a particular type of business that benefits. And that's the prison industry. We have failed so many people, and the brutal bill promises to punish unjustifiably those who are at greatest risk in our communities. And we've especially been failing those with very serious mental health conditions for a long time in this country. So where do people end up? Well, they end up unhoused, and folks end up incarcerated. So make no mistake, we invest in public education, or we spend it in our prison systems. We give people health care. We ensure that those that are working, those that have serious mental health issues that keep them from working, those that are caretaking for other people, those that have serious disabilities, that they're not forced out into the street. We do right by people, or we end up locking people up. So make no mistake, we pay for this. We all pay for it. Do we pay for it by ensuring that people have some basic dignity? Or do we punish people because they need some help once in a while? It's truly, truly shocking. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. My thanks to Ellen in Cedarburg, Ollie in the Northwoods, and Mary in Wauwatosa. And I think my senior producer, Jamie, wanted to share a bit of her family story as well. So, Jamie, if you're there, you are welcome to hop on and join us and tell us a little bit about your family's journey with Medicaid.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a few years ago, we moved to the great state of Wisconsin from the Twin Cities with a hope and a dream of buying a radio station in the great town of Baraboo. And we didn't even know if we were going to have that radio station when we actually came. It wasn't a done deal in any way, shape, or form. We actually had to use Badger Care, especially for our two young boys at the time. And it was a lifeline for us for a good year. We were able to get off of it and have our own health insurance after that. But, you know, without it, that first year would have been rough. You know, and then I look at the situation we're in right now. I have one of the greatest moms in the world. She is one of the sweetest human beings. She has worked hard her entire life. I'm an only child. My family did construction my whole life. My dad died 20 years ago, very unexpectedly, very suddenly. She'd always stayed at home with me. There wasn't a lot of Social Security, and right now she lives on $940 a month. And, you know, by the time she pays her rent, by the time she pays for her Medicare, because there's still fees attached for that, by the time she buys her medicines, because she's also in congestive heart failure, we're talking maybe $40 left at the end of the month. And these are the type of people we're talking about cutting funds from. It's blasphemy. It's absolutely insanity where we're at right now and why we're having these discussions. We all know somebody like that. We all know somebody who's living within those parameters. It doesn't matter if they go to your church, if they're in your school, if you work with them, you know somebody living within those means. And what is happening? It's unfair, it's cruel, and it's there's no words. Like, I run out of words when I try to think of it. And there's a lot of things I want to say. I can't, though, because FCC compliancy on the radio.
Yes.
But it's insanity. That's where we'll leave it, for me anyway.
And Jamie, you remind me, I dated a man who started his own painting company. He used Badger Care for years. So what are we talking about? And oh, let's not forget that there's not just the Medicaid cuts. They're also going to make healthcare accessed through the Affordable Care Act and our healthcare exchanges considerably more expensive. And is it actually good politics? It's not. I'm going to share some of the statistics in a recent Fox poll with you when we come back. The big, brutal bill discussion continues on the other side. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.